Welcome to the sitting meditation. I invite you to take a comfortable position, either on a chair or on a cushion on the floor. Or if for any reason, sitting on a chair or on a cushion on the floor isn't the most supportive to you, I invite you to take a lying down position or a standing position. The particular posture that you take isn't as important as the intention that you bring to the practice of remaining awake and alert, of cultivating your innate ability to choose to bring attention to the present moment with a quality of non-judgment and kindness and curiosity. So as you're settling into your chosen position, if it feels safe for you, I invite you to gently close your eyes, or if you prefer, you can also do the practice with your eyes open. In that case, I invite you to choose a point in front of you where you can just softly focus the attention. So settling into your position and starting by bringing attention to the points of contact. Those points where you feel sensations created by the body in contact with another surface, or perhaps with another part of the body. And remembering the invitation here is to bring attention directly into the felt sense of your experience in this moment of these particular bodily sensations. Not as a thought up in the head, but as a direct lived experience in the body. So noticing the sensations of the feet in contact with the floor, the body weight pressing down and back on your chair, the hands and forearms resting gently on the lap or perhaps on the arms of your chair. Choosing to be present right here, right now. And if you happen to notice the mind wandering from focusing on the sensations of the points of contact, remembering how normal that is for the mind to wander for most of us, it's actually an integral part of mindfulness practice. And when you notice that the mind has wandered, perhaps simply noting where the mind has wandered, labeling where the mind has wandered off to, thinking, worrying, rehashing yesterday's meeting, whatever it may be, and then choosing to gently but firmly escort your attention back to the points of contact. And I invite you now to choose a particular focus of attention that can serve for you as your home base or an anchor. Whenever the mind wanders, whenever you feel like you might be getting lost during the meditation. And this particular focus of attention might be a particular point of contact, or the points of contact as a whole, or it could be the sensations of the breath in the body, or sounds in the environment. Or if you're choosing to do the meditation with your eyes open, focusing on a visual cue. So now, shifting your focus of attention to your chosen anchor, your chosen focus of attention right now. And then choosing to rest in awareness of your direct experience of this particular focus of attention. And where is the mind right now? Remembering that when the mind wanders, that's a moment of choice. That's a moment where we can choose to wake up to this habit of the mind to wander. And we can realize that we have a choice in that moment to redirect attention back to the here and now. In this case, using your particular chosen anchor of attention as your home base. And as we move forward with this practice, I will be directing you to bring attention to various experiences. And I remind you that my guidance is just a suggestion. The direction is always to listen to your own inner guidance and to only do the practice in as much as you feel supportive, supported, and safe. So if at any time moving forward in this practice, you feel the need to come back to your chosen anchor, to your home base, please feel free to do that. And now, if you'd like, I invite you to gently direct the focus to the sensations of the breath. Choosing a place in the body where you experience the sensations of the breath most clearly. Perhaps that's around the nostrils or inside the sinus passages or the upper lip or the chest or the belly. Wherever the sensations of the inhalation and the exhalation are the most clear for you. And then resting in awareness of your direct experience, the felt sense of what it's like to be aware of the body as it breathes. Where is the mind right now? And what would it be like to bring some curiosity to your experience of the breath in this moment? As we learn to choose to bring attention directly into the felt sense of our experience in this present moment, we cultivate the capacity to choose to shift out of doing mode, where we're lost in thought, rehashing the past or rehearsing the future. And we cultivate this capacity to choose to move into being mode, in direct contact with our lived experience right here, right now. And now shifting the focus of attention from the breath, opening the field of awareness to the entire body, from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes and the tips of the fingers, bringing attention to any body sensation that is present for you right now. And of course, this might also include the sensations of the breath. Perhaps you're noticing the points of contact once again, or the sensations of the temperature of the air against your skin, or the pressure of your clothes against your skin. Maybe there are areas of tension or tightness, or perhaps even pain in the body in this moment. The invitation, once again, as best we can, is to meet whatever our experience is in this present moment with as much kindness and non-judgment and curiosity as we can bring to that. In learning how to relate mindfully with body sensation, it can sometimes be helpful to notice the details. What are the particular qualities that you notice of a particular sensation? There are so many different possibilities. There could be a tickling quality or an itchy feeling. Could be a particular temperature, either hot or cold, or there could be a sense of dryness or humidity. There could be a feeling of pressure, or perhaps a feeling of lightness. And you might also notice sensations that are pleasant. You might notice whether the sensation is very focused in one area, or whether it's more general and in a wider area. And if there are sensations present that are uncomfortable, that might even be painful, there are a number of ways that we can choose to work with those sensations. One is to bring kind and curious and compassionate awareness directly into the discomfort, breathing with the experience, noting in as much detail what the different qualities of that experience are. Not as a form of judgment, but just as a form of recognition. And then once again, breathing with the experience and letting the sensations ripple and resonate through the body in whatever way they need to. Another choice that we can make is to stay present with the sensations, even if just for a moment or two, to then just slowly and mindfully shift the position of the body change the posture in a way that can bring some relief. And here the emphasis is on not reactively moving or shifting position, but shifting position with as much mindful awareness and as much contact with the body in the moment as you can maintain. And if the discomfort is just too intense for any reason, another option is to shift the focus of attention to another part of the body, or to the body as a whole, or to the breath. In this way, you're choosing to stay mindfully aware of your embodied experience in the moment, while also taking attention away from the area of discomfort or pain. And then if you choose, after a few moments, you might want to revisit that area and see if anything has shifted or changed. And in that way, you can pendulate back and forth between the area of discomfort and areas of the body or the whole body or the breath. And in that way, learn to manage those uncomfortable moments. And now, once again, gently shifting the focus of attention, this time to sounds. And these sounds might either be emanating from the body, the sounds of the breath, or the sounds of digestion. They could be sounds in the immediate room that you're in, the immediate environment, or they could be coming from outside the room or outside the building. Noticing this capacity that you have to choose to direct your attention. And I invite you to notice here that one of the choices related to bringing mindful awareness to sound is allowing the sounds to come to you. You don't have to go out in search of the sounds. You can rest in awareness as you receive the sounds. And you might also notice the quality of the mind to reactively and habitually want to name and identify the sounds. And here the invitation is to inquire into the ability to experience the sounds just as pure sound, catching the mind before it applies the label or the name. To experience the sound just in its raw form. You might notice that sounds appear out of nowhere and then linger for a little bit and then transform into something else or disappear entirely from the field of awareness. So sounds, just like physical sensations, just like thoughts, just like emotions, sounds have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And they're like little events that happen in our field of awareness. And if we pay close attention, we can see very clearly that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to that experience. Now, once again, shifting the focus, this time to mental states, to the presence of thought and emotion. For most of us, it's very normal throughout the entire course of a meditation to be aware of the presence of thought and emotion. So now the invitation is to choose to bring your focus of attention directly to these experiences. Perhaps noticing what form your thoughts take. Are they more visual or verbal, auditory? Do they come in the form of printed words? Do they appear in color or in black and white? Noticing these details of how you experience thought. And thoughts and emotions tend to run together. They're often very fluid in how they appear. So what is it that you're noticing at this point of this practice? Perhaps there's some boredom that's coming up or some frustration. Perhaps there's a sense of contentment or maybe even calm that has settled in. Bringing attention to these emotional states. One image that is sometimes helpful for people is to imagine that you're sitting on the bank of a river as thoughts and emotions flow by. All the while, you're in the observer seat. And if at any moment you feel that you've fallen into the river and you've gotten lost in thought or lost in emotion, you can always choose to return to your favorite anchor of attention, to your home base, to restabilize the mind, to then choose to return to directing your attention towards mental states, towards thoughts and emotions. Noticing once again this quality of thoughts and emotions to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. When we pay very close attention, we can sometimes even catch the birth of a thought or an emotion, to then follow how it then lingers in awareness and then transforms into another thought or another emotion or just completely disappears. And again, this is the nature of all phenomena that we can be aware of, whether it's a physical sensation or a thought or an emotion. All of these events that appear in awareness are constantly changing, constantly transforming. And now for the last part of this practice, we're going to shift into what's called open presence. In open presence, the direction is, as best we can, to sit as awareness itself. not focusing on any particular object of attention, just allowing various objects of attention, whether it's a physical sensation or a thought or an emotion, a sound, allowing these events to, as they will, arise into the field of awareness and then linger a little bit and then transform or pass out of the field of awareness without you having to follow it in any way or get involved in it in any way. Noting any tendency of the mind to want to grasp on to pleasant events that appear in awareness, or to resist or get away from unpleasant events that appear in awareness. So the direction here, as best you can, is to simply relax into this place of awareness, opening to the sense of presence in the here and now, and letting events come and go as they may. And if in any moment it feels like you've gotten lost in thought or in emotion, if you feel like you've lost the thread of resting in open presence, you can always choose to go back to your anchor, back to your home base. Hanging out there for a few moments until you feel like you've reestablished your presence in the moment once again, to then choose to open the field of awareness to the possibility of open presence, resting as awareness itself. Just noting, perhaps in one moment there's a sensation in the foot, and then there's a sensation in the low back, and then there's a thought about those particular sensations, and then perhaps that might spur an emotion to come up. So in open presence practice, we have an opportunity to really see how all of these different experiences can be connected. And we learn to just allow them to be, just for this breath. now, to conclude this practice, I invite you to bring attention back to the breath, to follow the complete cycle of 3 full breaths. And then when you finish those 3 full cycles of the breath, you can gently wiggle the fingers and toes and open your eyes.